This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, December 30. God of all ages, whose almighty hand. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." As we draw close to the end of another year, we look ahead to the coming year, and as we look ahead, we trust that God will be with us. Psalm 46 reminds us that God is our refuge and strength. In this psalm, God is also referred to as an ever-present help and a fortress. This imagery communicates strength and confidence. Over the past couple of years, we've faced a lot of uncertainty. Yet there's one thing we know as we prepare for a new year, that God is always our strength and confidence. It is in God and God alone that we find our safety and security. In God of all ages, whose almighty hand, we sing of trusting in God the Almighty. Thy love divine hath led us in the past. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide, and stay. Thy word our law, thy paths our chosen way. As we continue into the new year, we ask God to continue to lead us as he has led us in the past. God is the faithful God who continues to watch over his people. This is why the psalmist can say with such confidence that the Lord is our refuge and strength. We don't know what we'll face in the year 2022. One thing we do know for certain, God has been faithful, and in his faithfulness, we'll find our strength for the year to come. Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for being our place of refuge, no matter what we face. In Christ we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.